On April 26th, Tyson Foods, Incorporated, the biggest U.S. meat processor, has had its share of infections and deaths and closed at least six major plants, ran national newspaper ads that declared, "The food supply chain is breaking." 2 days later, Trump formally classified U.S. meat plants as critical infrastructure, preventing state and local health agencies from closing them down, regardless of illness and death. The government pledged to provide additional protective gear for employees. The edict was followed by a statement from the U.S. Department of Labor that it would consider supporting employers sued by workers for coronavirus exposure if the companies abide by federal pandemic standards. Processors, through their trade association, the North American Meat Institute, thanked the president for intervening. Labor advocates say the situation for meat workers could get worse under Trump's executive order. Now it's up to the meatpacking companies, with even less accountability than before, to adapt to the coronavirus while sustaining production and worker health. It remains to be seen how we're going to manage that dynamic between the health and emotional safety and physical safety of the workers in the plants and the executive order. David McLennan, Cargill's chairman and chief executive officer, told Bloomberg TV on April 28th. Trust among meatpacking workers and their communities, never high, has been shattered. Until we got to the hospital, we had no idea how bad things were, says Benjamin's son Larry, a soldier stationed at the U.S. Army Cyber Center of Excellence at Fort Gordon, Georgia. If we would have known for $400 a week after taxes, I can assure you he would never have been there.